Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Chamber President and CEO Brenda Easter on local scams hitting the area. Looks like people are using the Indianola Chamber of Commerce's name to get a little bit of a scam maybe going on a little bit for the area. Tell us a little bit about what people should be aware of.
You have got that right. We've actually received several calls from businesses in two separate scams and or other inappropriate communications. The first one is our businesses are receiving an invoice from a company that basically looks like it's coming from the Indianola Chamber of Commerce. The name of the company is Visions, and it assumes that it's an invoice for their chamber membership. So it looks like they're maybe our billing company, perhaps, and it gives them an amount of $498. And then it says that it's for a particular thing that would make it appear that it could be a chamber event. So I can understand why businesses are confused, and I also understand that it's likely that if they paid that invoice, they'll be greatly disappointed because I have tried to call this company and get a number that's disconnected. And I know that many of our other businesses have tried to reach out to them and ask them what it's for, and they can't be reached. So beware, this is a company that perhaps is legitimate and somebody has hacked into theirs and somehow they've tied it back to the Indianola Chamber of Commerce. So we really, really just want businesses to beware, you know, don't pay for something that you're not sure of. And I'm really proud to announce that most of our businesses are alert and have made those phone calls, and yet public should probably be aware as well.
There's another email scam. Tell us a little bit about that one.
The second scam that we're getting is probably even worse because it's an email scam, and it's coming from the former director of the Indianola Chamber, and it has her name and then chamber@indianolachamber.com. But if people pay really close attention, immediately following that email chamber email address is the real sender's address, which no one would know whom that is. And then what they're also is sending their invoice. Your invoice is attached. And so what we're afraid of, and of course I haven't clicked the link, but what I'm afraid of is those are probably not just scammers, but probably if you clicked on that link, it would load malware or try to access information on your computer that you may not want to share. And so it's like anything else. Be careful what you're clicking in your emails. And if you suspect that it's a malware or, you know, from someone that you don't know, don't respond. Delete immediately. And don't just delete it from your emails. Delete it from your deletes, because it's probably very suspicious and you wouldn't want the results that may happen if you do.
How does the chamber get in contact with its members, and what should people look out for actual official notifications?
Well, we send out business alerts, you know, all the time to our businesses to make them aware of these kinds of situations. So we'd much rather send the good news reports, but sometimes we have to alert them to what's going on. And it was just not too long ago that we had counterfeit money going through Indianola, as through the entire state of Iowa, from what I understand. And so we were contacted by the police department and said, hey, can you help us get this out? The businesses have been getting it. The banks have been seeing this counterfeit money. So we posted it, got it out to our businesses, who are very good about sharing it with customers and other people. So it's quite the network, if you will. And then we put it on Facebook. So the alert that we send out to our businesses, we will also put out on our community Facebook, so that not just businesses, but anybody in the community who may get something like this can also be suspicious and do their due diligence before they either pay an invoice that they don't know what's about or to click on an email that's going to just, you know, load all kinds of bad things on their computer.
And an official email and a phone number if people have questions about maybe if you send something or not, who should they contact?
You can certainly call or contact the Indianola Chamber of Commerce. Our number is 515-961-6269. You can also email barb@indianolachamber.com.
Thanks to Brenda Easter for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.